Where was Thranduil during The Lord of the Rings? He plays an important role in The Hobbit, and he clearly is a powerful elf with a significant army at his disposal. So why didn't he get involved? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Thranduil, the Elven King, has a big role in The Hobbit, capturing the dwarves en route to Erebor, then marching his army when he hears Smaug is dead to try to get some of that dragon hoard for himself, and of course his Lake Town allies. But unlike those other significant and powerful elf rulers of the Third Age, Elrond, Galadriel, Celeborn, even Círdan, he doesn't appear in person in the story of The Lord of the Rings. There are a handful of mentions of him in relation to Legolas or what he did before or after the main events of the story, but that's it. So why didn't he get involved? It's not like he didn't have a sizeable army. We read that in the Battle of the Five Armies he had 1,000 spearmen and, say, 1,000 more bowmen. Surely some were lost in that battle, but surely also he didn't bring every last soldier he had with him, leaving his homeland unguarded. At a time of existential crisis, like the War of the Ring, I'm sure there were even a few more elves not in the army who could pick up a bow or a spear and help out. That size of army would have made a difference in a number of battles against Saruman or Sauron's forces, but they never set forth, or even seemingly considered it. Thranduil is involved, off-page, just before the main story, when Aragorn brings Gollum to Northern Mirkwood. The idea is that Thranduil would hold Gollum prisoner there, but, well, at the Council of Elrond we discover why Legolas is there in Rivendell. "Alas, alas," cried Legolas, and in his fair elvish face there was great distress. "The tidings that I was sent to bring must now be told. They are not good, but only here have I learned how evil they may seem to this company. Smeagol, who is now called Gollum, has escaped." "Escaped?" cried Aragorn. "That is ill news indeed. We shall all rue it bitterly, I fear. How came the folk of Thranduil to fail in their trust?" It was that very night of summer, yet moonless and starless, that orcs came on us at unawares. When the battle was over, we found that Gollum was gone, and his guards were slain or taken. It then seemed plain to us that the attack had been made for his rescue, and that he knew of it beforehand. We have failed to recapture Gollum. We came on his trail among those of many orcs, and it plunged deep into the forest, going south. But ere long it escaped our skill, and we dared not continue the hunt, for we were drawing nigh to Dol Guldur, and that is still a very evil place. We do not go that way. That last point about the elves of Mirkwood not going towards Dol Guldur is an important point which we shall come back to, but basically Thranduil was tasked by Gandalf and Aragorn to keep Gollum prisoner and failed. It's obviously not the first time Thranduil had lost some prisoners. There's also a brief mention of Thranduil after the council. Elrond sends out scouts to see what's going on out in the world. Where has Radagast got to? Are the Ringwraiths still nearby? That kind of thing. Some of those scouts went to Thranduil, so Thranduil will know some of what is going on, at least. Gandalf and Aragorn must have told him a bit of the importance of Gollum, and he sent his own son to report to Rivendell, so he clearly thinks it is important. And he also, theoretically, could have been in telepathic contact with someone like Elrond, but that's a much bigger conversation than this video. For now, let's just note that Thranduil knew that important things were happening and didn't proactively do much at all to help, other than send his own son to Rivendell, which is a thing, I suppose. We shouldn't be too surprised by this. Thranduil had always kept to himself, at least in the Third Age, and the Wise seem to have learned not to rely on him too much. He wasn't a member of the White Council, seemingly wasn't even informed that Gandalf and co. were about to attack Dol Guldur in Thranduil's own forest, off-page in The Hobbit, and Gandalf very noticeably tells the dwarves to stay on the old forest road through Mirkwood, no matter what, in The Hobbit, even though it passes very close to Thranduil's halls. Gandalf doesn't expect any help from there. And even at the Council of Elrond, while people are throwing around ideas about where the ring could go to or who could help, Glorfindel could go, what about going to Minas Tirith, even giving it to Tom Bombadil, no one ever suggests going to Thranduil. It seems that everyone knows not to bother. which comes across as a bit hard on poor Thranduil. So let's look at the reasons why. The first connects back to that reference a bit earlier. Thranduil's elves gave up the pursuit of Gollum because it got close to Dol Guldur, and we do not go that way. Thranduil and his elves had a policy of not going too far south, even to confront evil. Some of this is probably cultural. As Sylvan, wood elves, there was very much a commitment in that community to what we might think of as good things in life. Feasting, living alongside nature, resisting even the hint of creeping industrialization. It made for an insular community that didn't want to look beyond its shrinking borders. But the main issue is quite tragic. Thranduil was almost certainly suffering from some of what we might today call post-traumatic stress, from when he headed south to Mordor with his father's army at the end of the Second Age and saw them massacred. I talk about that a lot more in another video, if you're interested. But since then, we're told in Unfinished Tales that there was in Thranduil's heart a still deeper shadow. He had seen the horror of Mordor and could not forget it. If ever he looked south, its memory dimmed the light of the sun. And though he knew that it was now broken and deserted and under the vigilance of the kings of men, fear spoke in his heart that it was not conquered forever. It would arise again. Thranduil was simply not capable of engaging with the idea of a growing threat from Mordor. If he even looked south, the memory of that evil dimmed the light of the sun for him. It explains why he never truly confronted the growing evil from Dol Guldur in the south of his own forest. He didn't even want to look south. He told his people not to go near there. Gandalf seemingly not telling him that it was Sauron himself who was in Dol Guldur and not inviting Thranduil to be a part of the effort to expel him. In that context, it seems like care for Thranduil and a mercy to him, if rather paternalistic. The hobbits weren't told by the rangers about all the threats that lurked outside the Shire. Thranduil wasn't told about the returning threat of Mordor. So that's the first reason Thranduil was strangely absent from the action in The Lord of the Rings. The second was simple practicality. By the time it was known where his troops would need to go, it would already have been too late. The first battle of the Fords of Isen, so the first indication that Saruman was going to invade, was on the 25th of February. If news had reached Thranduil that same day, and he dispatched an army within hours, and they marched at breakneck speed, like, say, Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas did while chasing that orc band, and they ran into no opposition along the way, all of which seems very unlikely, they might have reached their destination in around a month. By which time, they would have missed the rise and fall of Saruman's invasion completely, and also the Battle of the Pelennor Fields. By the 25th of March, the action had actually moved all the way east to the Black Gate outside Mordor, another 2 weeks or so of hard marching away, and Frodo was on the slopes of Mount Doom already. Put simply, by the time Thranduil's forces had arrived to help, the war would have been over. Well, not all of the war, because back in Mirkwood, battles were still going on, which brings us to our third point. Thranduil's forces were actually needed at home to defend their own land. On the 15th of March that year, the evil forces in Dol Guldur attacked northern Mirkwood. Thranduil rallied his forces and, in the battle under the trees, managed to repel them. He'd probably been expecting the attack for some days. Lothlorien had already been attacked 4 days earlier, and the orcs, trolls, and wargs will have been on manoeuvres. 3 weeks later, we're told that Thranduil and Celeborn met in the middle of Mirkwood after cleansing it from evil. So Thranduil did successfully defend his own land, and even seems to have proactively pushed southwards towards Dol Guldur to clear the evil from them. This is only ever told us by Tolkien in a rather brief and matter-of-fact way, but I think we should pause to recognise that this will have taken immense personal courage by Thranduil. Yes, he was probably pushed into it by being attacked by the orcs, but he faced up to his fears and pushed back. He once hadn't even been able to look south for fear of the evil there, but now he was leading his army to the south against that evil. It's hardly ever mentioned, but this is immense from Thranduil. Behind the bravado, he was a broken man, and when it really mattered, he stood up and did what needed to be done. In the War of the Ring, so many people played their part, and rightly get praise for what they did. Galadriel with her gifts, Gandalf and Elrond for their leadership and wisdom, the hobbits for being all around amazing, and so on. But some bits of heroism are not on show to the wider world. Sometimes the biggest battles people face are with their own demons, and sometimes they conquer them and the world doesn't even notice, like I suspect happened with Thranduil. Simply looking south after all those years and facing the darkness of Mordor was, for him, heroic. I don't think we could have asked any more of him. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.